Like the Gemara, Chav Zayin and the Beis, two dots, right when it first starts to get wide. So the Mishnah said, we're talking about selling a shul. So when you're selling a shul, so the mayor says you have to sell it al tanai. The Chachamim said you can sell it a mimkar oilam, a mimkar, a sale forever. It's mutter for a person to go to the bathroom, you know, basically, within four amas of where he davened. Amr of Yosef, Mike Masrum, what's a chiddush? Tanina, it's a Rebbe Brisa, Rebbe Yehuda Aimer. Rebbe Yehuda says at the end of this Mishnah, Meicher Naisai Lashem Chatzer, you can sell it for a Chatzer. The Lakeach, Masha Yirtzi Yasa, and the Lakeach will just, whatever he wants, he will do with it. So you see that the Rabban says you can do whatever you want with this. Afil Rabban. Afil Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanan, they only hold when they only saying what that by a shul where it's kavia, it's kedushas kvias. Avodalad amis the loy kvia kedushas ayu. Even the Rabbanan that said that you cannot go, that you would not be able to go and turn into whatever you want. They only held that by a shul that was a shul. It was kavia as a shul. But Stamza, you're just davening, you know, outside in the field. Dalad Amis, like via Kiddush Sayu, they wouldn't even disagree with this idea. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, Amisbal Marchik Dalad Amis Umashtin. Somebody who, so they learned this by, so that if somebody's davening, he should be Marchik himself for Amis before he goes to the bathroom. So walk away for Amis from the place you're davening, and then you should go to the bathroom. Same thing. Let's say you're going to the bathroom outside, and then you need to go daven. So you should walk away 4 amas from where you went to the bathroom. I understand that somebody who goes to the bathroom, he has to be marchik himself dalad amis. He has to walk away dalad amis umispal. Tanina kami yarchik mehem umenatzai. We have a brisa that says how much should you further yourself away from, you know, the disgusting things like tzaya, which is excrement. Dalad amis. So that's mefurish b'raisa. El amispal marchik dalad amis amashim. But somebody who's davening first, and then he feels that he has to go to the bathroom, he has to be marchik himself for amis umashtin lamali. What does he have to do that for? If that is the case that he has to be marchik himself dalad amis from where he davens. Nardo is a very public place. A lot of people would come and go from Nardo. So everyone was davening. You'd always, any place in Nardo, the road of Nardo, there's people that daven there. So if wherever you daven gets a certain kedusha, they know how to go to the bathroom. You have to mark yourself in the, it's going to turn out that in Nardo, it's going to be impossible to ever go to the bathroom on the road. Because everyone's at some point is davening. You know, it's like, the 80. You know, I'm sure there's been some in the 80s, some years been davening somewhere on the wrong 80. Alright, so anyway, Tani, Yishe Ba'alma doesn't mean that you should be marchik yourself. It means that you should wait. You should wait Dalad Amis. You know, wait the amount of time that it takes you to go Dalad Amis. Bishlam Mamashtin Yishe Kadeh Hiluch Dalad Amis. So I understand if you go to the bathroom first, that you should wait for Dalad Amis Mishum Nitzaitzis. That's because of the drips that are still coming out. You know, this, it takes a little bit of time for, even though you feel like you stopped really going, but there's still a few, you know, drips. Okay, I understand why you have to wait Dalad Amis. El Mispal Yishe Kadeh Hiluch Dalad Amis Lamali. What do you have to wait Dalad Amis if you finish davening and you want to go to the bathroom? Why should you have to wait? You done davening, so just what's the problem? So he says, Amar Vashi should call Dalad Amis tefilas le'sidur b'fiv, because for that Dalad Amis worth of time, the tefila, you don't even realize it, but you're still like saying tefila with your mouth. Ruch shim reaction svasai, your lips are still moving and you're still saying some tefila, so that's why you should wait the amount of time it walks to
the Dalad Amis. What?
Then what?
You can't go to the bathroom right away.
Me,
if you have to go to the bathroom,
right away. Okay, that's right. So we'd have to be talking about a place where you got the urge in the middle of the house. Then you can finish up. Right, that was okay. You're not allowed to chachila start davening like that. But if in the middle you had to go, then you can wait till the end. Okay, shalu tamid of es Rabbi Zakkai. You're just saying that it's impossible for somebody has to go afterwards if he didn't have to go before. Look at the guy had a really long Shmoneh Esrei. You know, he's really had a kavan over there. Okay, shalu tamid of es Rabbi Zakkai. So the Talmidim asked Rabbi Zakkai, "B'ma arach diyamim? How are you zeichet to have such a long life? Amar lahem, he said, 'Mi yamaylam from I never lo yishtanti ma'ayim b'seich da'al amos shel tefila. I never went to the bathroom within da'al amos of where I daven.' I mean, even though that's not the halacha is that you just have to be yisha. He says, 'I was marchik that I always was marchik myself da'al amos shel tefila. V'chol kinisu l'shem l'chaveirei, I never called my friend by a nickname. V'vitalti kiddush yamim, and I never was mevatel to have kiddush, to make kiddush on wine on Shabbos." Now, Maisa, Ima Zakena Haisali, I had an older mother, grandmother. And what happened? Pamachas, one time, Macher Kapusha Barosha, Vavila Kiddush Hayyim. One time, I didn't have any money, and I had nothing to buy Kiddush, and she went and she sold her hat or something that she used to keep on her head, you know, as her part of her clothing. So she sold it in order to bring me kiddush. That's how chashuv it was by my old mother or my grandmother to that I should have kiddush. Tana, the Bar says Kishan Mesa, when she died, he nicha loy gimel meis garvi yayin. When she died, she left over for him 300 barrels of wine. Kishan Mesa, who when he died, he left over for his kids 3,000 barrels of wine. So you see that it's because of his chashivas for kiddush, they were blessed with all this wine. Rav Huna ava asarita. Rav Huna put on this funny type of belt. V'kai kamei de Rav, and he was in front of Rav. Amalei, my high. Rav said to him, "What are you wearing this funny belt for? Where's your regular belt?" Amalei, lay havali. I don't have my regular belt. Because lehavali chamra lekidusha. I'm sorry, Amalei. Lehavali chamra lekidusha. I did not have wine for kiddush. Umashkante lehamanya v'asibei kidusha. And I sold my, maybe I borrowed it and used it as a mashkin, my belt for so that I can have kiddush. Amalei, so that's why I have to wear this funny belt. Amalei said, Yehi Rava, because you have such a chashivas for Kiddush, Yehi Rava, the tetum b'shiroi, it should be the will of Hashem that your body should be covered with silk garments. Ki ichlo Rava braid Rav Huna. When Rava, the son of Rav Huna, had a chasana, right, this story was about Rav Huna. So Rav Huna's son, when he got married, Rav Huna inish gutzahava. Rav Huna was a short person. He was a short man. Gana apuria. He went to lie down. He's a little tired after the dancing, and he didn't have a cover. He didn't have a cover to cover him. Asin bante v'chalse, and his daughters and his daughter-in-laws came. Shalchan v'shad yiminayu alei. And they took off their silk, garments that they have, maybe their jackets or something, and they threw them on him to cover him until he was completely covered with silk. So you see that the bracha was mekuyim. They learned that because obviously how did Rav Huna's daughters and daughter-in-laws have such fancy silk garments is because Rav Huna had this bracha was mekuyim. He became so rich that he was able to buy his daughters and daughter-in-law such nice clothing, silk clothing. So you see that the bracha was mekuyim. So Shomer Rav heard about this story, v'ikbid, and he was makbid. Let's see why. Amr my time Amr. He says my time alei amrli ki brachticha v'chein lamar. Why didn't you, when I made you a bracha, when I gave you this bracha, you should have said v'chein lamar. Maybe this is where it comes from. When anybody gives you a nice bracha, you should say v'chein lamar. In fact, I remember it was an Eretz Yisrael, and I went to somebody. I forgot the tzaddik's last name. I forgot which tzaddik was, but I went to a tzaddik, and I was there for Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Actually, just Yom Kippur, right? He was much older at that point, he was a talmid of the Chafetz Chaim, and he needed to have his own minyan, so he made his own minyan. And afterwards, after Yom Kippur, I was one of the people in the minyan. Everybody was able to come in and ask for a bracha. you know. So I came in. I was like one of the last ones there. I came in, and when I was going in there, like the person that was helping him, or his gabbai, whoever it was, told me that whatever bracha he gives you, make sure that you say v'chei mamar. He's very makbar that you should say v'chei mamar. So he gave me a nice bracha, and I said v'chei mamar. Okay, Shalat Tamid of Shabbat Lazman Shamua. B'mai Rachdim, how are you zeichet to have such a long life? Amal Lahem, he said, Mi yamai lo yasisa kapan yabesa gnesis, I never made the shul a shortcut. V'lipasati al Rashi Am Kaddish, and I never walked on the Rashi Am Kaddish, the heads of the holy nation. Meaning that when the entire, everyone's sitting, like the entire Beis Medrash is sitting, and you're walking, it looks like you're walking on their heads. It's like a little bit of Gaivadik. You know, it looks a little Gaivadik. So, you know, they'd be sitting on the ground, and anybody who would walk around them would look like they're walking on their head. So he says, I was makma never to do that. And I never duchened for the, without making a bracha. In the special bracha that the kain makes, right? So I never duchen without making a bracha first. Shalom, tell me, Rabbi Pradim, but my rachdim, how are you zaychet to such a long life? Amal Lahem, he said, nobody came before me to the shul, to the Beis Medrash. I never made a bracha, I never benched before a kain. And I never ate from a behema that was not, they did not separate the certain portion that goes to a kayin, which is the zroya l'chaim and l'keva, the certain parts of the animal that you have to go to give to the kayin before you can eat. So, parts of the kayin. So he was makbid to make sure that that was taken off before he would eat. Because Rabbi Yitzchak says in Rabbi Yochanan that you're not allowed to eat from an animal that was not taken off these Israel Chaim and Keva to give to the Kayin. Anybody that does eat from an animal that was not taken off, these things were not taken off to give to the Kayin. It's as if he ate Tevel, just like by Truma. If you eat your grain before you took off truma, it has a din of tevel. It's the same thing you wanted to apply to also eating the meat from an animal if you did not give the matanas to the matanas to a kohen. The less hilchos akavase, but the halacha is not like him. Maybe that's why it was a mila here that he was makbet even be machmer like him. I never benched before a kain, meaning I always let the kain, you know, lead the benching. So you must remember the mal. You say you're gonna. It sounds like what you're trying to tell us that it's a milah that you never benched before a kain. But Rabbi Yochanan says no. Call tamal chacham shem avarach levanav. Any tamal chacham that benches in front of him, afilo kain gadol. And then Tamil Chacham that allows somebody else to bench in front of him, even if he's a kain gadol, but he's an amaretz. Aisa Tamil Chacham chay misa. That Tamil Chacham chay misa. Shenamar kol masani avu maves. Anyone that hates me loves death. Talking about Hashem saying that. Al tikri misanai. Don't read it as misanai. Ella Masniyai, anybody who makes my name, makes me to become hated. And how is that? That is when a Tamil Chacham does not respect it properly. And a Tamil Chacham is the one that's saying, if the Tamil Chacham is letting other people bench in front of him, even if he's a Kayan, even if it's Kayan Gadol, it's Nam Aretz, it's a B'zayin HaTayra. So it's not a mile, you're not allowed to do that. So he says, no, ki kamer yu b'shavim. When he was talking, we just talking about when they're equal. And I have a Tamil Chacham and a Kayin is a Tamil Chacham. I would always let the Kayin go first. I mean, he would be able to be the one to bench. How are you zeichet to have a long life? I never had COVID from the embarrassment of my friend. And I never brought onto my bed the klalus of my friend. We'll see what that means in a minute. Uvach m'money ha'isi, and I was very easy going with my money. I wasn't such a captain with my money. I would be very easy. What's it called? What's the word I'm looking for? Just like very easy going with my money. Okay. Generous, yeah. I was never had covered from the embarrassment of a friend. Ki hadar of Huna, like this story of Huna Dari Mara Kasi, he was carrying these tools on his back. carrying a tool on his back. And so comes Rav Chanan bar Chaniloi and he says, oh look, Rav Huna is walking around carrying this thing. Let me help him. Here, give it to me. I'll carry it for you. So he said to him, Iragilis the daris b'masach. Dari, if it's normal for you to be carrying these type of things in your city, I mean, like if that's what's accepted, that even a Talmid Chacham can carry this, this tool on their back in your city, then fine, you can go ahead and take it. Viloi, but if that's not the derech, it's yakuri anob is a lucid idach leinichle. It's my covid, with only through your embarrassment is not worth it to me. If I'm only going to get covered because while you're getting embarrassed, it's not worth it. I was never also mitasi the klal of my friend. What does that mean? Ki hadam arzutra ki havasela kluparai. When he would go into his bed, Amr, he would say shari lelechom an detzarin. I'm meichel anybody that pain me. So you see, that's what it means. That you never. Well, you know, that's what we say before in Krishma Alamita. We say, you know, that you're meichel everybody. So maybe this is where it comes from. Vatram Mamani Haisi, I was very easygoing with my money. Damamar Iyav Vatram Mamani Have Iyav. And Iyav was very easygoing with his money. Shahimaniach Pruta Lachemvani Mamani. He would always leave an extra tip. Leave a tip. So he's, you know, be very easygoing with your money. That's how he was like to a long life. Shah Rabakiva from the Khunya Gadal. So he asked Rabakiva asked from the Khunya Gadal. Vamar Rakhti Yaman. How were you like to such a long life? Also Gavzi. His workers, his avodim, the people that would work for him, the kamachalai, they came to Rabbi Akiva and they were not very happy with him that he's asking these questions. So Salak, he went, you know, they were meicha. So Salak, he went away. Yosef Arisha Didikli, he went and he said, and he had to run away, I guess, from these people. So he ran on top of the tree. Amalei, he said, Rabbi, he had another question from Rabbi. Im nemer keves, lama nemer echad. If the pasuk says, es a keves echad tasa b'vayka, right? One keves. Keves is one. Why do you have to say one? Es a keves echad. So he says, im nemer keves, lama nemer echad. Why do you have to say one? Amalehu, now he understood. Now he understood that this person, Rabbi Akiva, was a chashav Talmid Chacham. So I guess the Rabbi Nechumya did not know Rabbi Akiva until this Maisa. So first he thought, oh, he's just asking me these questions. How am I supposed to know life? Like, get out of here. You know, I'm not going to answer you. But now that he's asking him a real serious question, so now he understands that he's a real Talmid Chacham. So Shavkua. So he said to his avadim, I guess that were chasing him away, not letting him near him. So he said, "Leave him alone." He said to them, "Leave him alone." He says, "Echad." Why does he answer the question, the second question first? Why does it say keves echad? Echad miyuchad sheba edra. It means the most chashav one, the most miyuchad in his flock. That's the one that you should bring as a carbon. Amalei, and then he says to answer the first question, "Miyamei lekibalti matanas." I never accepted gifts. That's how I was zeichet a long life. I was never aymed al midaisai. Like, you know, even when I had a right to be angry at somebody, I would not be angry. Also, I was very easygoing with my money. Like about the matana, so this thing that he said he did not accept matanas, he did not accept gifts. Ki had Rebbe Lazar, like this Rebbe Lazar, ki have a mashadri le matanas mi bein asiyah. When they would send him matanas from the bein asiyah, from the prince's house, of Rebbe Yehud, from Rebbe Yehud Anasi, there's his lineage. So who was ever after him would also be in the Menasiyah. So Lo Yehav Ashakul, when they would send him presents, Lo Yehav Ashakul, he wouldn't want to take it. He have Mizamni Lay, when they would invite him over to have a Suda by them, or, you know, I guess for Bar Mitzvah or something, Lo Yehav Azal, he wouldn't come. Amalahu, he says, Amalahu, he said to them, Lo Yehav Azal, it's not, you don't want me to live? Dechsev, Sayinu Matanis Yechya. So what do you keep inviting me and keep sending me Matanis? You don't like me? You don't want me to live? You know, the pasuk says, "Sayin matanis yichya." If you hate matanis, then you will live. So that's why he wouldn't accept it. Reb Zeira, he have a mishadu lebein ashiya, like have a shakel. Reb Zeira also would have the same practice that if the bein ashiya, the prince's house, would send him gifts, he would not accept it. He have mizamnile, but when they invited him over for a meal, azel, he would go. Amar, what was his svara? His svara is isyakure demisyakri b. They are getting covered from having me. Right? I'm not doing them favors. They're not doing me any favors by me going to eat by them. I'm doing them favors. You know, sometimes you have a person that keeps inviting you and you have absolutely no interest to eat by him. But, you know, you want to do him a favor. You know, obviously he keeps wanting you, so then you go. Anyone who is mavra midaisav, right, is overcomes his midais, mavir b'menachol pshav, Hashem removes for him all his sins. Shenamar noisi avain va'ayver al pesha. The pasuk says about Hashem that Hashem is noisi avain va'ayver al pesha. He's ayver al pesha. What does that mean? Lemi noisi avain. To who is he noisi avain? Like he does is meichel da avainis. Lemi sha'ayver al pesha. To somebody who he himself is Ivar al-Pesha. He himself does not keep strong to what he feels is right. Even if he has a right to be angry or to take actions against somebody, he's Mavra Midaisa. Shal Rabbi Yisrabi Yishuv ben Karcha. Rabbi Yisrabi Yishuv ben Karcha. B'mai Rech Diyamim, how are you Zaycha to long life? I'm like, cuts the B'chayai. You don't like that I'm living so long? What are you asking me these questions for? Amaloi, he said, Rabbi, Tairi Hilomanai Tzarech. Yeah, this is. I'm not just shooting the wind here. I'm shooting the breeze. I want to learn. I'm a lay. So he says like this. I never looked at a Russia's face. It's also for a person to look at the most of an Adam Rasha. This is the pasuk that the Navi Elisha was saying that the Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, came with the king of Yisrael, right, when they split up. So he didn't want to look at his face. He says, if it wouldn't be for the Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, who I like, I would never look at you. Rabbi Lezer, I'm Ein of Kais. Rabbi Lezer says, if you do, then if somebody looks at an Adam, the mus of an Adam Rasha, then your eyes become keha. When Yitzchak got old, his eyes got weak, right? They got blurry. Mishum, why? Because he would look at Esav Rasha, right? He loved Esav, and he'd look at Esav. So that looking at Esav, that was what caused his eyes to become, you know, weak. V'ha garmalis, the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's what caused it? V'ha amr Yitzchak. Really, it should never be that the curse of a hedyot, of a small person, should be kalabainach, a light in your eyes. Avimelech kills Sarah, because Avimelech cursed Sarah. When his sky is iron, it was miskayim in her children, meaning Yitzchak. He said, because the pasuk says that he gave Sarah a lot of gifts, and he said, hinehu lecha ksus einayim. This should be for you, for a covering of eyes. He says, "Al tikri ksus elakesias einayim." Don't read it as a ksus, like a garment, but the covering of your eyes, which is leading on to what happened here, that it's your eyes will become weak and covered, and you won't be able to see well. So you see that's what caused Yitzchak to have weak eyes. What says Hava Hagamala? They both caused it. Rava says from this pasuk, you see, you're not supposed to look at a rasha. Es pnei rasha loy teiv. B'shas piti rasai, and the one he was dying, Amalei, he says, Rabbi Barcheni, he says, give me a bracha. You're dying, give me a bracha. Amalei, he says, Yiratzain shetagia lechatzi yami. He says, it should be the ratzon of Hashem that you live to half of what I lived up to. What a nice bracha, right? This is a cool lie. I can't live your entire life. You lived 100. I can't live that long. I'm a lie. He says, "Habay macharecha behema yiru." Now the people coming after habay macharecha behema yiru. It's not good for you to live so long, because then your children will never take over your place as the nasi. So he's saying it's not good for you to live so long, because then your kids will never take over. Avua bar ihi minyanim bar ihi chad amar teisi li. They once said like this. Avua bar ihi aminim bar ihi. One said teisi li. It should come to me, and I'm going to get schar. Vel yistakli b'kusi. I never looked at a kusi. The chad amar teisi li. One says teisi li. It's going to come to me. I mean, I have it coming to me. That what? The loy avdi shutfis b'hadi kusi. There was a shutta for the guy. Shal tamidim es Rabbi Zeir. B'mayr ach diyamim. They asked him, well, how are you zech the long life? I'm alhem yamim like pati b'zech v'esi. I was never a captain in my house. I wouldn't come home and say, where's my supper? And, you know, and make the kids and all that. So, loy tzaati b'fnei misha galo v'meni. And I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. And I never was thought about the Reitaira when in a Makam, which is Matanuf, a discussing place. I never walked four Amos without thinking in Taira without Tefillin. I never put my head down in the Beis Medrash, even in Shinis Arroy. I was never happy with my friend's downfall. I never called my friend a nickname, which was a Gnai friend. Okay.